But get air in motion, as with a hurricane, or even a stiff breeze, and you will quickly be reminded that it has very considerable mass. Altogether, there are about 5,200 million tons of air around us, 25 million tons for every square mile of the planet, a not inconsequential volume. When you get millions of tons of atmosphere rushing past at 30 or 40 miles an hour, it's hardly a surprise that limbs snap and roof tiles go flying. As Anthony Smith notes, a typical weather front may consist of 750 million tons of cold air pinned beneath 1 billion tons of warmer air. Hardly a wonder that the result is at times meteorologically exciting. Certainly, there is no shortage of energy in the world above our heads. One thunderstorm, it has been calculated, can contain an amount of energy equivalent to 4 days' use of electricity for the whole United States. In the right conditions, storm clouds can rise to heights of 6 to 10 miles and contain updrafts and downdrafts of 100 miles an hour. These are often side by side, which is why pilots don't want to fly through them. In all, the internal turmoil particles within the cloud pick up electrical charges. For reasons not entirely understood, the lighter particles tend to become positively charged and to be wafted by air currents to the top of the cloud. The heavier particles linger at the base, accumulating negative charges. These negatively charged particles have a powerful urge to rush to the positively charged Earth, and good luck to anything that gets in their way. A bolt of lightning travels at 270,000 miles an hour and can heat the air around it to a decidedly crisp 50,000 degrees Fahrenheit, several times hotter than the surface of the sun. At any one moment, 1,800 thunderstorms are in progress around the globe, some 40,000 a day. Day and night across the planet, every second, about 100 lightning bolts hit the ground. The sky is a lively place. Much of our knowledge of what goes on up there is surprisingly recent. Jet streams, usually located about 30,000 to 35,000 feet up, can bowl along at up to 180 miles an hour and vastly influence weather systems over whole continents. Yet their existence wasn't suspected until pilots began to fly into them during the Second World War. Even now, a great deal of atmospheric phenomena is barely understood. A form of wave motion, popularly known as clear air turbulence, occasionally enlivens airplane flights. About 20 such incidents a year are serious enough to need reporting. They are not associated with cloud structures or anything else that can be detected visually or by radar. They are just pockets of startling turbulence in the middle of tranquil skies. In a typical incident, a plane en route from Singapore to Sydney was flying over central Australia in calm conditions when it suddenly fell 300 feet, enough to fling unsecured people against the ceiling. 12 people were injured, one seriously. No one knows what causes such disruptive cells of air.